For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Second and goal. Mason bobbling it. What a touchdown. What an impressive night tonight for Jordan Mason.
Good morning, everybody. And the San Francisco 49ers are 1-0. Jordan Mason, 147 yards. Goo, 28 carries. Filling in for Christian McCaffrey. Niners roll.
Yeah.
They roll.
They did. They did.
They rolled.
They did.
Last night.
Give me one more, Stoney. They won.
Guru, they rolled.
They rolled so much so that Jordan Mason had more carries than any other running back under Kyle Shanahan. So just think about that. 28 totes of the rock. And I need your help. You and Evan and the listeners. I'm scattered brain right now. But I was so shook before the game to get the McCaffrey news, and I was thinking that was going to have an immediate impact on the score in the game, and Mason just looks like, now I was texting Shasky Stein, who was in the stands. I was with Evan and Bonte and Dibbs in the press box. Marshawn Lynch / Marion Barber, the Barbarian. Remember him from Minnesota and the Dallas Cowboys? And then also, I don't know if you remember this running back, Steven Jackson from the Rams. He had dreads, but he ran hard. And my game ball goes to, you didn't ask, Kyle Shanahan, who Stoney has gone to a Super Bowl without McCaffrey. He's gone to a Super Bowl without Brock Purdy. He just knows how to call offense, and that was on display last night as the Niners on both sides of the ball were Olivia Newton-John. They were physical as hell, and I felt like I saw the Jets do a Roberto Duran no mas.
Well, maybe they did. Maybe they did. 49ers scored on 8 straight possessions at one point in the game.
Damn.
Purdy was terrific, I thought. The numbers aren't overly impressive. No touchdowns, no picks. 19 for 29, 231, but total command. Made no mistakes. Jordan Mason, terrific. Debo Samuel, terrific.
He looked terrific, too, and Stoney, shape-wise.
Juwan Jennings was terrific, and the 49ers just played, to me, an all-around game.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you wanted after an off season where they had some issues. And, that win last night is exactly how you want to start a season if you have Super Bowl aspirations.
Yeah.
There's just no doubt about it.
And, Stoney, I won't front. I've been worried all off season, and you guys have been having fun with me about Chesky and I worrying and this news about McCaffrey yesterday. But just to think about how close the Niners were to a Super Bowl.
That's one.
Why would I be? Oh, you know what?
That's one.
Yeah, okay, that's one.
Yeah.
But this team is loaded. And, yeah, they're without Greenlaw, and McCaffrey didn't play. But guys stepped up yesterday, and I got to give credit to Nick Sorensen, Stoney. That defense was getting after it. Fred Warner's pregame speech. But to go out there and ball and force that fumble on Breece Hall, who couldn't do much of nothing along with the Jets offense, and I'm going to give you your victory lap.
Why?
You said Aaron Rodgers at his age is not, he can't, his legs aren't the same. And I know it was his first game in months, but Steiny, I saw a quarterback that couldn't do much getting out the pocket. And man, maybe it's one game, four quarters, but the Niners were physical. They gave up a drive. I got concerned, but they were in a lot of zone. Cover three early for the Jets to go out down the field and score. But then they went man. And Lenore, Steiny, and the rest of the gang got after it, Charvarius Ward, and they beat the Jets' ass. They're 1-0.
Yeah, I thought Rodgers was average, but I agree with you. I don't think he looked overly mobile. It's his first game back. So.
His coach said he couldn't get they couldn't get him comfortable. But the Niners have a lot to do with that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the Niners
absolutely. He didn't throw for a lot of yards. He didn't control the game. It looks like I thought he was just a touch, just a hair jittery, just a
happy
little
feet.
Jittery, just throwing, just getting rid of the ball, just a hair too soon, maybe. I don't know. I thought it was all about the 49ers last night and
Moody six field goals. You don't like that's too many for my liking.
Oh, I love it.
But why you love it?
Because I'm on my fantasy team.
No, well,
team.
There you go. But other than that, Steiny, I do wonder if you had McCaffrey, would that have been four field goals? But I don't know. It's something to watch moving forward. But all in all, Frank Gore goes into the Niner Hall of Fame. You got to see the likes of Patrick Willis and the rest of the alumni there. And you go out and win a game that, Steiny, I really – you left me. We parted ways. I really was concerned offensively. And Kyle Shanahan, you showed me I just know how to do this. And whoever I have at my disposal, I know what to call, and we're going to be okay. So, again, we don't know how long McCaffrey will be out, but Jordan Mason's, Donnie, J.P. Mason, 28 carries, and he was physical.
888-957-9570 is the number. Game one in the books for the Niners, 32-19. They win impressively over the Jets. They did it without Christian McCaffrey. How you feeling, 49er fans? It's been a long offseason, and you took care of business in week one against the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Scored 32 points against the defense that's supposed to be one of the best in the league. You did not turn the ball over. The Jets turned it over twice.
Yeah.
And everything was there in terms of the recipe for a big win. And that's what they did. They were down 7-3, and then they score eight consecutive times. So the San Francisco 49ers pick up pretty much where they left off last year, and a top-to-bottom, solid, solid performance. And how do you weigh the McCaffrey news, the McCaffrey injury, the fact that McCaffrey didn't play in the first game? Obviously, that's not a great sign. By the same token, maybe you look at it as though it's a blessing in disguise, because now you got Mason who can pick up some of the load. You can take your time with Christian McCaffrey. You don't have to rush him back. But that offense didn't look a lot different to me with Mason than it did with McCaffrey. Now, I'm not saying Mason's better than McCaffrey or anything like that, but the bottom line is, you watch a game last night like that, Kyle Shanahan,
man,
you give him any kind of talent, he's automatic. 10 wins. You got to get 10 wins.
Damn, Steiny. Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, you are.
And what about Debo, who had eight carries in the backfield? And I know all offseason, Steiny, we talked about, and I was not mocking the people and the reports that, oh, he looks like he's in shape. They're football players. You know, you got to really do some stuff to not be in shape. But all offseason, that was the one constant that was being reported. And Debo told us, you know, what this year meant to him. And Steiny, he looked physical. He looked fast. He had eight carries, only 23 yards, but he got a touchdown. He reminded me of what the offense was pre-McCaffrey, where it was Debo-centric. And that's just another facet to this offense until McCaffrey can heal. But you're right, partner. I turned that game off and then left the stadium like, He's already done it without McCaffrey. He's done it with Jimmy. He's like, Kyle Shanahan is special, Stoney. That's all I guess I'm trying to say to you, man. And I wouldn't want anybody else outside of Andy Reid controlling my offense or calling it. And my last thing, Stoney, it doesn't look like he needs, and I know McCaffrey's MVP and badass, he doesn't need Earl Campbell. He doesn't need the cream of the crop player to still get, you know, to maximize an offense to move the ball.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you're a 49er fan, you got to be super excited tonight, or this morning, I should say. Your team dominated the New York Jets opening week.
Dominated.
You had an offense, or an offseason, rather, that was a little bit shaky, according to many. Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk missed large chunks of training camp. McCaffrey's a little banged up, but this team didn't skip one beat, and all systems go after week one. I don't think there's any doubt about it. That game was, you know, 7-3 at one point, and after that touchdown that the Jets got, it was all San Francisco, and offensively, defensively, they looked like they're ready to go, as Deebo Samuel would say.
Yeah, and that drive you talk about by the Jets, Donnie, that had me like, I'm a little worried. 12 plays, 70 yards. The Niners were in a lot of zone, and the great Aaron Rodgers, as we all know, can pick apart a zone. But then after that, Sorensen and the defense made adjustments, Donnie, and I saw a lot of man coverage, and they start getting after Rodgers, and good God, they were both lines of scrimmage. The Niners dominated. We had mentioned the rookie on the offensive line, Pooney Stani. He handled his business. They didn't allow a lot of pressures at all, and Trent Williams looked like he hadn't skipped a beat.
No, they were clicking on all cylinders. Absolutely, positively. 888-957-9570 is the number, and 49er fans, how do you kind of, let's say, compartmentalize? On the one hand, it was a great debut. You're 1-0. Everything looks solid.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you get this issue with McCaffrey and a calf/Achilles. Adam Schefter, before the game last night, was talking about how nothing's guaranteed for next week against the Minnesota Vikings. So this is something that I think we're going to have to monitor, obviously. And I guess my question to 49er fans is, should we allow Darryl the Guru Johnson to take a victory lap? He was worried offseason about McCaffrey and the injury and the calf and the Achilles. And he kept worrying. And I told him, chill out. Can he take a victory lap now that McCaffrey has missed the first game of the year? Or
look at my boy E.
Or is McCaffrey going to be fine? You know, I remember when the Warriors were at the top of their game.
Yeah.
And they had Bogut, right? And Iguodala. And they basically said, hey, guys,
you just want to talk basketball, don't you?
Just relax. Just relax until January.
Nah, this
just
different.
Relax. And that's where the Niners are at right now.
Nah.
Absolutely. I mean, no rush to get McCaffrey back, get Mason touches.
They had it. Stoney, this is week one.
Exactly.
And I don't want to, this is not a happy victory lap, but I'll take
please.
It. But anytime you got an explosive player that's pushing off and cutting and changing direction, the calf is everything. What I'm concerned about is what happened after the game when poor J.P. Mason was put in a situation to where the reporters turned police or Gestapo. They were acting like he had said something wrong, and all he was saying was his truth. He said he was told Friday, shout out Ice Cube, he was going to start. Then they went back to Kyle, and Evan did a great job asking questions after the game. He talked to Aaron Rodgers, but my point is, Steiny, there are reports out there that this injury happened week 17 last year, and that would explain maybe why he wasn't explosive in the playoffs, McCaffrey. My thing is, I'm not going to overreact, but Mark Willard, if you're listening, you're our brother. We left the crossover yesterday, and you said, guys, you know what? When you look around the NFC West, you know, teams lost. It was win-loss kind of conversation, but everything's okay. And we talked about Nacua, who was going to miss 4 weeks. But, Stoney, now this injury, I'm not saying is going to stop the Niners, but I am intrigued on – as we go further down the road, when do you test it? When are you confident enough to say, hey, Steinie, go out there and try to run on it? So that's what I'm looking at. And the Niners handle their business. That's all they can do. Who's going to be the backup to J.P. Mason? Or is he going to get 28 to 30 carries?
Backup to the backup? Is that what we're worried about?
Are we going to get a change of pace back? I don't know.
Why?
Garrido?
We don't need a change of pace back.
But these are questions that have to be answered moving forward.
I think we've gotten the answer. I think Jordan Mason's going to play and carry the ball a lot when McCaffrey's not there.
Yeah, that, I guess, real quick, that's a good job, Steinie.
Yeah,
147 yards. How long is all I'm asking?
It doesn't matter right now.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter right now. If he's out a game or two, he's out a game or two. If he's out six games, he's out six games.
It didn't matter last night. You're right.
The goal is to get him healthy midseason or later.
Wow.
And the bottom line is he came in, he said he didn't feel right. All right, take the day off.
Right.
Hey, this team is a little bit older. You're going to have to make those kind of adjustments, perhaps. But I listen, you may be a football expert and can tell me different, but that team looked exactly like they look with McCaffrey last night. Now,
well,
I don't know how long.
What about the six field goals, though, starting in the red zone? That's too many.
32 points.
Well, could there be? I'm just asking.
I'm not going to do that today.
Hey, I'm not asking you
I'm
to do it. I will. Can there be a correlation of you missing your best offensive player to why you kicked six field goals?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's you.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Differ.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about, 32 points isn't enough now.
Well, I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying.
Six field goals is too many, no matter who you are.
You covered. I mean, if you told Kyle Shanahan that every week he'll get six field goals and two touchdowns, he's going to take it. He'll take 32 a game, any way you can get it. And I don't see how Jordan Mason was the reason they didn't get into the end zone more.
Right.
I mean, he was their best offensive player.
But just real quick here, McCaffrey's dynamics, Donnie, not just in the backfield, but catching the ball, too. And I just wonder, not having him, did that make the Jets, were they able to keep him out the end zone?
No. What? Like, Mason scored.
Okay.
You can't be serious about that.
No, six field goals is too many.
That's one game.
Okay, but just give me the win first. Six field goals is not idea. Yeah, you won the game. But when you're not with your best player and you just come in here and say, oh, it doesn't mean that Mason looked great, I'm with you. But there has to be a correlation, maybe, just maybe, that you didn't have your best weapon, and that's why you settled for six field goals. That's all. You got to turn over early and have to settle for
rushing yards. They had 180 rushing yards.
But what happened when you got in the red zone?
4.7 yards. I mean, I can't just assume that with McCaffrey they would have scored 44. And again, I mean, that victory, if you give it a grade on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, I got to give it a 9 to come out and start the season. And also, they scored on 8 straight possessions at one point in that game.
But touchdowns are why they didn't win the Super Bowl. They couldn't get in. And all I'm pointing out is, you're 9, I'll give you a 9, too. I'm just saying, Steinie, as we get further down the road, this team has too much weaponry. I want to see more Kittle. And they're settling for field goals. It's one game. But I can't sit here and say, oh, McCaffrey had no impact on you settling for 6 field goals.
I'm just surprised that that's what you would kind of emphasize a game after, or a day after that. You know, they beat a team that's supposed to be pretty good by 13 points. They dominated start to finish. Should they have scored more points? I don't know. I mean, what if we find out that the Jets defense is so good that Getting six field goals and 32 points against them is going to be the most points they've given up this year. I mean, let's take a look at how good that Jets defense was as the season goes on. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Marin. What's up, Jeff? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. So I called in yesterday, and I was saying J.P. Mason would be the key to the game, and obviously he was. I think he's been terrific ever since he's been with the Niners. I have one question, though, which is, Debo's dynamic, and, I get a little bit concerned where he's being used as a tailback so much. And the question I have is, what about Isaac Guerrero? I was really hoping that, you know, when JP would go out for a breather, that they might put Guerrero in, who's, you know, what, 220 and runs a 4.340. Is there an issue there? But why not Guerrero?
Go ahead, Donnie.
I guess my question would be, why Guerrero when you got a guy who's dominating on the ground like Jordan Mason?
And Debo got 8 carries, but Stoney, 3 of those 8, I don't want to come across as a worrywart, but every time he gets hit, and there are collisions with Debo because he's so physical, I'm like, is it worth it? And maybe that could have been Guerrero, but Kyle's telling us, to the caller's point, we appreciate it, Stoney, I'm a one guy back, you know what I'm saying? When McCaffrey's out there, I'm not divvying up the carries, and when Mason's out there, he sets a record as far as the most carries on the ground from any back under Kyle. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here. Like you said, Stoney, it was a great, excellent win. McCaffrey will be back. But I do wonder, like, is there going to be somebody to spell Mason if he's the back for the next 2 to 3 weeks? Because that's what the caller's point is.
I mean, come on. So we got McCaffrey, and everybody's worried about his workload. Got to worry about his workload. Yeah. Worry about his touches. Okay, you know what? Let's get Jordan Mason in here to take some of his touches away. Mason carries 28 times, and now we're worried about Mason.
Well, he's the featured back. That's why he got the 28.
It's football. Yeah. I mean, these guys got to play.
All right.
JC is in the city. What's up, JC? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Hey. How are you?
Dynamite.
Hey, look, this is tough dialogue to listen to. You know, Debo carrying the ball 8 times, he makes $20 million a year. He's a big percentage of the cap, and we're complaining about using him. And, you know, we're just finding stuff to nitpick. Oh, you know, Jordan Mason, who's the backup to him? Who's this? Who's that? Like, just fake concerns and goo. The field goal thing, like, let's look at what actually happened. In the most unshocking turn of events, Brandon Ayuk was not very sharp. He missed all training camp.
Right.
He drops a touchdown in the end zone. Jordan Mason gets a run called back on a hold. Kyle Shanahan on 4th and 1 takes a field goal to make a 16-point game because the Jets can't move the ball against the Niners defense. So 6 field goals was like, it's not a Christian McCaffrey problem why they were settling for field goals. He wouldn't have changed any of those things. So, like, what are we even talking about?
I'll tell you what we're talking about. What we started the show with, it was a great win. I just pointed out that they had 6 field goals. That's all. Nobody's hating on the win. It was a great win. And when my best player, an hour before game time, who was supposed to, by all accounts, play, does not play, you know, forgive me for worrying. That's all. And the Niners dominated.
Christian McCaffrey isn't catching the ball for Brandon Ayuk, and he's not the right tackle.
Right.
And he's not the game plan. So you can't say that the 6 field goals and Christian McCaffrey, they're 2 separate arguments, and you're making them conjointly.
Thanks, JC. Appreciate the call. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers 1-0, start the season with a solid victory over the New York Jets. They ran the ball well. They passed the ball efficiently. Their defense was very, very good. Aaron Rodgers didn't do much. Breece Hall didn't do much. The Jets got a touchdown late that didn't really matter. I mean, to my way of thinking, absolutely a terrific opening game for the San Francisco 49ers. And I think if before the game, I think we found out about 90 minutes before the game that McCaffrey wasn't going to play.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you if you said, okay, McCaffrey's not going to play, we're going to score 32 points, I got to believe you take that good.
Yeah, no doubt. And I would take it. And I would have thought maybe they don't get to 32. But I also got to do this, Donnie, because my theme all offseason was, what are they going to do without Greenlaw? Fred Warner was flying around, Donnie. I mean, number 54, it might be the best linebacker in the league. He's headed to be one of the best to put on a Niner uniform, but he set the tone. 7 solo tackles, the fumble early on Breece Hall to me set the tone, and I just don't want to leave a studio or station today and not give Nick Sorensen that defensive line. Campbell, Floyd, everybody was getting after it, but when you got two dogs on the outside like Lenore and Ward who went man, Steiny, they went man, kind of took Wilson out the game. I'm sitting here like, and Nick Bosa, yeah, you didn't get a sack, but you were making Aaron Rodgers get rid of the ball. I saw that with my own eye. It wasn't you just putting up sack numbers. And I'm sitting there like, talking to myself, why am I surprised by this performance when they, and I've said it, should have won the Super Bowl. So, again, no Greenlaw, no McCaffrey. Two. The Niners still kicked the Jets' ass. It was a great win.
All right. Yeah. So you're losing the bet to me.
Damn. I think we had a number, though, that I wouldn't bring up. They lost. They should have won the Super Bowl.
You said you wouldn't. That's twice. And I'll even let some people in on it.
Yeah.
That's twice Goomers brought up they lost the Super Bowl last year.
You won't hear it again till two.
And
I'm done.
He brought it up before the show started.
Yeah.
To Bonte Hill.
Yeah.
On our informal crossover.
BS and G reunion. But, dude, both lines of scrimmage, they dominated.
Exactly. They did. They were terrific last night. All right. Here's what's going on. 888-957-9570. Let's talk about this game last night. It's been a long, long time since the 49ers got beat in the Super Bowl and a long offseason, but they took care of the New York Jets 32-19 last night, and it was a solid all-around victory. All phases of the game, I thought they were better than the Jets. And we'll talk more about it on the other side. By the way, if you haven't heard about the situation with Jordan Mason and the little bit of a controversy, if you will, involving Christian McCaffrey, we're going to catch you up on what we're talking about on the other side. Guru mentioned it. There was a little bit of an issue after the game with Mason and Shanahan. We'll let you in on exactly what was going on there. But what's coming up on the game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
This is the fourth snap for Rodgers. Floyd was there, and it's a little flip, a catch, a fumble by Hall, and a recovery by the 49ers. Warner made the stop, and punched it right out of the arm of Breece Hall.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah. Fred Warner with the Mike Tyson uppercut.
Man, did you see him just come in there and punch that thing out?
Yeah.
That set the tone.
Yeah.
Fumble eye.
You think that should be legal?
It's football.
I know, but I'm just saying.
As opposed to what? Hey, let me just watch you run by me.
You
got to
rip it out.
Just put flags on them.
You got to rip it out.
Yeah. No, that was great.
But it was a nice play. Great play.
And a nice win by the whole team.
Oh.
1-0.
Complete. I thought it was complete. So if you don't, you know what, let's jump in here real quick and let's take Maurice.
Okay.
Maurice is in, it says Maurice is in Pennsylvania.
Your neck of the woods.
Hey, what's going on, Maurice? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How about you, man?
Doing well. Niners are 1-0.
Yeah, hey, you know what? It was a solid start to the season. It was good to see what their offense did. Guru, I understand what you're saying about the field goals, but frankly, that wasn't about McCaffrey. I think that was more about BA not being in camp. This team was designed as a next man up, and if BA was in camp running the routes, he would have probably had three or four more catches, would have had a touchdown, and probably would have opened up the other guys for another passing touchdown as well.
I agree.
So this is a great start to the season. It was great to see that deep flying around. And the offense, they're going to build on this. This was a great game against a solid team.
And also, too, Stoney, and to the caller's point from PA, Stoney, they had two touchdowns called back. So they actually got in the end zone, and there were some questionable calls. So I'm not trying to damper the win. The bottom line is, yeah, with six field goals, it wouldn't have been six had some of those mysterious flags not been thrown, where the Niners actually got the ball in the end zone.
So after the game, Jordan Mason was
JP
interviewed on the field, and he was asked when he knew he was going to play. And this is right after the game, right on the field. And this is what Jordan Mason said. We're going to tell you about one of the things that was a little intriguing after the game. So this is Jordan Mason right after coming off the field.
When did you find out that you were going to be starting?
Friday night, you know, something like that. You know, I was RB1 at training camp, so, you know, just been preparing from there.
So Mason saying he was told he was going to start Friday night.
Telling his truth.
And at that point, I think we all expected McCaffrey to play.
No doubt.
And so then Kyle Shanahan was asked, wait a minute, when did you tell Jordan Mason he would start?
I never told Jordan he was going to start. I told him he had to be ready a bunch, but that might have been Bobby or somebody trying to pump him up, but I knew he was going to have to play a lot. I told him that he was going to have to, it wasn't going to be like usual. He was going to be a number two back that was splitting a lot of the time, but now he didn't know he for sure was doing that till today.
So Kyle Shanahan says, I didn't tell him he was going to start. I just told him to be ready. He was going to play. And I guess the difference between saying, you're starting, McCaffrey's not going to play, and be ready to play are two different things. But little mini controversy after the game.
Yeah, I feel like both men are speaking their truth, right, Stoney, at the end of the day. So bottom line is he did start, so whoever told him to be ready or get ready, he was definitely ready, and they went out there and won.
And then later Mason would come to the podium, and he was asked again when he was told he was going to start, and clearly word had gotten back to him that maybe he said a little too much the first time.
When did you find out that you'd be in the starting lineup?
That question right there is why I'm at. That's why I don't like really talking to media, because you say one thing wrong, and then, you know, I don't know. Just skip that question.
Man, that sucks, Donnie. Just had the game of his life, and then that had to word acrobat. But talk to me, man.
What?
Do you think he's mad at his coaching staff for knowing what he was actually told? And then him, you know what I'm saying? Like, would you be irritated? Like, was he really mad at the press or his coaches? That's what I'm wondering. Because he was definitely irritated after the game of his life.
Well, first of all, I don't think anybody should have been mad at him for answering the question like he did the first time. If Shanahan said be ready on Friday, He said be ready on Friday. If Shanahan said he's starting on Friday, then he told him he was starting on Friday. If he
it's
told him just
small
to be ready.
Potatoes. I just hate that marred his win.
You know? Small potatoes unless, you know, the league thinks that Shanahan was trying to misrepresent the injury to McCaffrey and get the Jets to prepare for McCaffrey, which maybe they did. And then the next thing you know, they see Mason and McCaffrey doesn't play. But no, on a scale of 1 to 10, the importance of this, I'd say is probably about a 2 in the grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, the one person in all this I have no problem with is Jordan Mason.
Right.
He was asked a question and he answered it.
Yeah, and he's just starting running back right now. And, I mean, what a way to start the season. Stoney, a football game, I don't have to tell you, is 60 minutes. If I asked you, and you may know this already, the Niners' time of possession.
39.
Oh, man. I mean, that's.
Oh, is that right?
Well, 38. Uh-huh. But good God, Stoney, they had drives of 12 plays twice, 11 plays twice. 8 plays, they just controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. But offensively, I just felt like watching the game with Evan and Bonte and Thibs, like, it felt like they had the ball the whole game.
Yeah, it did.
Wearing the Jets down, body punches.
Jimmy's in Martinez. What's up, Jim? How you doing, man?
I am doing fantastic. And
Jimmy,
you guys just made me think of something.
Okay.
The last thing the Minnesota Vikings want to see is an irritated Jordan beef Mason coming down their throat. You think about that one. You want that kid irritated, and he's going to run even harder? Oh, my goodness. You look at the offensive line with the rookie Tooney, Leonard Floyd, Bosa getting held a handful of times, and then they call that cheap hold on Debo where the kid would have had another touchdown. Ayuk stopped a couple, you know. I mean, six field goals.
Yeah.
I'll take it, guys. Yeah. It was a beautiful thing.
Appreciate the call.
And Stoney, it's week one. I was just pointing out Dr. J a little too much, but it was week one, 32 points, you get the win. And, again, I don't know how this is holding up now, Stoney, but I had the Jets doing something. They still can this season, but that was one game. But, man, they got hit in the mouth early.
So, I think it was after the – no, I know it. I sent a text to Evan on the thread, I believe. Was it all you guys? I can't remember. It was after Moody kicked his first field goal.
Okay.
His first field goal. I texted, was Moody worth a pick in the third round? Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
And made a big kick in the Super Bowl, too.
Moody's going to be their kicker for 10 years. Yeah. I mean, he's good.
I give it
Moody
to you.
Is really good.
You saying they got it right, partner?
I'm saying they got it right.
Yeah, they did.
I'm saying they got it right.
Yeah. Made a big kick again. I know I just said it in the Super Bowl, Stoney. And he's doing his thing.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. If you were at that game last night, what did you see from inside Levi Stadium? Was it all good? I mean, to my way of thinking, and you guys know I tend to look big picture. I didn't see one thing that last night would concern me. Christian McCaffrey's is nicked up.
Take
when
his
he's
time.
Ready when he's ready to play, he'll play.
Yeah.
They didn't skip a beat last night with Mason. He looks terrific. And I mean, I don't want to say anybody can run behind that offensive line, but the reality of the situation is Kyle Shanahan has developed a running game with a ton of different running backs over the years.
Facts.
Regardless of who's carrying the ball for the Niners, they seem to be able to run the football, whether it's McCaffrey or Mason or Mostert or Eli Mitchell, Breida.
Yeah.
I think let him touches 1 year, or rather yards 1 year during the Shanahan years. So obviously you want Christian McCaffrey to get healthy, but man, they got weapons.
Yeah.
And apparently they look like they've got a backup running back who's pretty darn good.
Yeah. And it looks like he may be the starting running back this Sunday in Minnesota, Stoney. But what about Brock Purdy? I was looking at him, Stoney, and, you know, wasn't bad at all, but he just has a natural command of the position. And I just felt like every time he let the ball go, now there were a couple throws, I was like, oh, did you want to throw that? But other than that, every target to Juwan Jennings he caught. Now, I do want to talk about Brandon Ayuk. I was rooting for him, Stoney. But it's just so funny how there's two scoreboards in regard to what was the, we'll call it a distraction with his contract. He got paid. And now you watch, like, I'm rooting for him, but he should have caught that ball in the corner of the end zone. It's 94 tug. He didn't. He'll get back up and learn from it, and here we go week two. But I wanted him to catch that.
Yeah.
The building did.
Well, Peyton Manning wanted him to catch it too. Well.
Man to man, Jennings. Oh, he's out of the throw.
Ayuk, he's a little rusty, Pate. You know, he's missed all training camp.
Get signed, get in training camp. There's a reason for training camp. You need it. We need the reps.
Oh.
Get those contracts done earlier so we can get in training camp. We don't drop balls on opening night.
Right, it's probably one thing catching passes, running routes. All of a sudden you're laying out for a pass, full speed, diving. That's, you know, that's why, yeah, those happen in camp. You make those, you practice those. That's just a little rusty right there.
You're still catching balls at a high school field from some quarterback that's 45 years old, my age. You're not catching balls from your quarterback. Get signed, get in camp, and we don't drop the ball.
Hey, Manning brothers, lay off, my guy. Whoa. It was a great pass, too.
No, it was right on the money.
It was right in the, what are they sticking? The bread basket, Stoney.
Right
damn.
There.
Peyton went in.
It was a great throw.
How many games do you think it'll take Ayuk to get up and running? Three more,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But you got to make those.
Here's one thing I don't understand is the whole quarterback ranking.
Ranking.
Or rating, rather. Yeah. The rating.
QBR.
So Aaron Rodgers is 13 for 21, one touchdown, one pick, and his quarterback rating is 83. Purdy's quarterback rating is 90, which is, you know, better than 83, but not by a lot. 19 for 29, 231. Purdy was so much better than Rodgers last night.
I totally agree.
It's not even funny.
But he's barely, it's slightly above his rating now.
Exactly. Exactly. I got to figure
Maybe
out that
somebody
formula.
Can explain it.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Evan
I'm
probably
gonna,
knows.
He doesn't. I asked him during the break.
Oh.
You know, I have my own way to judge a quarterback.
Well, your eyes.
Yeah. And I had Purdy at, my rating for Purdy last night was a 92.
Well, as you know, there's a 100. Difference between QBR and quarterback rating. And QBR, he actually was an 83, which is out of 100. And Aaron Rodgers was a 51. So if you looked at that stat, you would see that there was a colossal difference.
Yeah, I just go with the stats that they give me on ESPN.
Yeah, it's right next rating. To the rating.
There's two of them.
No.
It's QBR and then rating.
I don't do the QBR, though. I do the second one. That's the one that's the universal one, I think.
John
that's
Sally.
That's the one of us football fans we acknowledge as the big boy. That's all.
Time to graduate.
Yeah. Let's go to...
I love y'all.
Let's go to Malcolm. Malcolm's in South City. What's up,
Hi,
Malcolm?
There, guys.
Hey.
It's just amazing to get back this year. I was telling the guy who screens the calls that I've been season ticket holder since 82, and I only missed 8 games, including preseason. We had an amazing tailgate at Blue Lot 1.
All right.
And all that stuff about parking didn't occur, so we continued our Niner empire.
Nice.
With Joe Leonard.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And it was so nice, very nice to be there. And I guess I'm all ready to go. And everybody looked good. Everybody looked good. And I can't wait for McCaffrey to come back. And do you have any questions regarding my experience at the Niner empire tailgate?
Sure. Did you notice any difference with the new tailgating rules? Talking about directed parking.
No.
Okay.
No, we met. It was kind of, we had to scramble to, because they had said only 150 people from the group could come, but everybody, we looked for each other. We are definitely a family.
Nice.
This family goes all over the country.
That's awesome.
All over the world.
Oh, sweet.
And it was a great start. I had the opportunity. Go ahead.
Well,
I had the opportunity to meet with a guy from KPIX who came over.
Oh, nice.
To our tailgate. And,
all right.
Well, Matt Lively.
Sure. Malcolm, real quick, Goo, do you have any questions for Malcolm? He was at the game last night. Do you have any questions for him about his experience last night?
What about the Frank?
Not only that, the game itself.
Sure, the game, if you want any analysis.
What was
on
your
game,
favorite part of the game, Malcolm?
Oh my God, the kicking off the field goal kicker.
Yeah.
Okay,
Jay. I can't believe he's gonna be
Jay.
Really good.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have him.
No doubt.
And then the running back who was taking place of McCaffrey for the day.
Oh, Mason. Jordan Mason, he was terrific.
I'm gonna be 74 this month.
Let's go.
So,
happy birthday, Malcolm.
Thank you. It's all month.
Yeah, thank you, Malcolm. All right, thank you, Malcolum. Look, it's gonna be a great 74th year for you.
Yeah, he's saying all month, Donnie. He's celebrating all month.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah, I love it.
See, I just wouldn't expect somebody 74 to do that. Well, it's my birthday month.
Yeah, no, that's how you get to 7-4.
Well, that's usually what teenagers do.
And we tailgated a little bit. You, Evan, I, Carter, and the lovely Christy took a picture. I posted it and then needed my bra and took it down. Oh, I was showing a little nipple. Oh, God, Stoney, you see my picture. I'm getting old, man.
No.
I've been in the gym. I'm proud of myself. But, yeah, I needed my, boy.
I tell you what, one of the things we could do.
Took it down.
One thing we could start is we could try to get Malcolm calling in every Monday, and we can interview him.
I got
about
you.
The experience.
Now, I got to read this from the YouTube
chat. It's a great, great night for the 49ers and for Malcolm.
I love Austin from San Jose, but he's one of the students in class that's different. And I love different. Mm-hmm. So Ayuk and Purdy are even. He saved Purdy's ass in the playoffs last year. Stop the unfavored criticism of Ayuk. Didn't hear the same when Bosa showed up late and looked like garbage. Ooh. Nobody.
Well, coming might, down your road.
No, the Mannings. I'm rooting for Ayuk. But he should have caught a couple balls last night. Lost one. Let Sauce Gardner punch it out. But this is what happens when you miss camp. But that's a bit extreme, Austin. That's all I was saying. It's one game. Ayuk could be fine. And what about Juwan Jennings? Mr. Reliable, 5 targets, 5 catches. Malik Collins, Leonard Floyd, that defensive line. What are they going to? I kept saying it's not even the D-line depth. They were getting after Aaron Rodgers, man. Shut the run down. Kudos to everybody.
By the way, the guy that I've been targeting on defense most of the offseason was terrific. Leonard Floyd.
Yeah.
1 sack for the Niners. He got it.
He's the guy that hurt Rodgers. That meant nothing, right? Yeah, Rodgers looked a little, he looked 40, Steiny. A little rusty.
How was that arm strength?
That was there. He made a couple back shoulder throws, Steiny.
Yeah, I don't know. The interception was a little bit late.
Well, I mean,
he got there a little late.
I'm not saying he didn't have a bad throw, but that was a bloop.
I don't see a lot of zip.
And Lizardo, that was a key drop early in the game. Lizardo, his old receiver from Green Bay, went off his hands, dropped it to drop the ball.
Yeah. Lizard.
What did I say?
Holly's in Santa.
You don't even know how to read the quarterback rating. You're over there laughing.
Holly, hey, talk to your boy Evan.
I don't need to.
Talk
to
him.
You know who I meant.
You were thinking of Jesus Lizardo, the former A's pitcher.
Hey, Spadoni, shut up.
Yeah, Spadone, hit the pike. By the way,
slap me for what I'm doing.
By the way, Spadoni, you know what I did last night? You're not going to believe this, but I did it, and I'm doing it a lot.
I'm mad now.
I watched Antonio Pierce's entire post-game press conference after they stubbed their toes against the Chargers.
Tell me about it.
Overmatched.
Dibs went in on him in the press box. Said he shouldn't have got
the press box.
Yeah, said he shouldn't have got the tire. Like,
whoa.
What do you mean? Come
the press
on.
Box or here yesterday?
In the press box at the game. We were talking about the 4th-and-1 call.
Oh, my.
He ain't a fan of AP.
So, wait a minute. During the crossover, he had some things to say about Pierce, and you're telling me then he went down to Levi Stadium.
Well, we were talking. Him and Bonte were having a conversation.
Was he talking loud enough for the other writers to hear?
No. I think we were, a little low. We were professional.
Yeah. Antonio Pierce, Spadoni wanted to pin him back.
Spadoni.
Their defense was playing well. He liked where their defense was at that point of the game. Holly. Holly's in San Jose. What's up, Holly? How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Right. Doing well.
Hey, seriously, I have to tell you guys, I was so annoyed because I had to work yesterday. And I was doing a lot of stuff, driving around, meeting with clients. And I wanted to come by and say hi to you guys so bad. And I just ran out of time.
Shoot.
So I didn't get to come and see you, but the next time you two are in town, I'm coming.
All right. Cool. There you go. We'll be waiting.
You can't be 10 minutes away from me and me not be able to come and see you. That's just not right. My two favorite guys on my favorite show.
My girl. Our girl. Yeah.
Well, when's that next home game?
Oh, my God. I don't even know. I'm driving. I can't even look it up. But whenever it is, I'm coming to see you.
There you go.
So, hey, guess what? My son is 13 years old.
Oh.
His grandfather took him to his first Niners game yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Wow, nice.
That was my son's first in-person game. He was so amped, you guys. He was so excited. He was like buzzing with energy and excitement. What a game for him to be able to say was his first game. And his grandpa does it at Blaine. I mean, they had incredible seats.
Wow.
I was so jealous. I couldn't hardly stand it. I mean, this kid got so spoiled at that game. And what a game to be able to watch. He had an amazing time. And he just kept saying, I can't believe I'm going to see Brock Purdy go up against Aaron Rodgers. He came home last night. He was on Cloud 25.
Oh, nice.
I couldn't hardly get this kid to go to bed. He's so excited.
So who went, Holly? So was it just him and his grandpa, or him, his grandpa, and his father?
Yes. Nope, just him and grandpa.
Okay.
Wow. And they had a blast. A blast.
That's what it's about.
So, it's what it's all about, right?
Yep.
It is what it's all about. So I sat home, and their seats were so good that we stayed glued to the TV to see if they would be shown on camera.
Wow.
Nice.
Holly.
Nice.
Yeah, Holly, a stranger.
Yeah. Holly and her 13-year-old had a great time.
And got
at the
to
game.
See Frank Gore inducted into the Niners nice. With that beautiful red jacket. Good God.
I mean, the only thing I feel badly about for the 13-year-old was that matchup between Purdy and Rodgers just never really materialized.
Well, he saw Lizardo drop a ball. Oh, man, Snotty, your laugh, man. That little grin. The smile
you,
when I make an air.
Yeah, that's, no, that's,
Holly cheered us up, man. She tried to get to us, Snotty. Work calls.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
She called, though. That's a girl.
Anyway, I'm glad to hear that Holly's 13-year-old had a great time at the game. I got to believe most 49er fans did have a great time at that game last night. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. The 49ers get off to a solid start last night, 32-19. They handle the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers. I think pretty much dominated most phases of the game, if not all. Come on, jump in. Let's talk some 49er football. It's been a long time since we've had a game to react to. What did you think of the game last night, and how good are you feeling right now about this team? That segment brought to you by Robert Half.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.